struck from above. Most of Earth is covered with water, so many meteorites fall into the ocean. Some land in forests or deserts or other places where people don't live. But once in a while, a meteorite causes damage that people notice. Weathersfield meteorite. In 1982, Wanda and Robert Donahue of Weathersfield, Connecticut, USA, heard a strange thud in their living room and rushed to investigate. They couldn't explain the hole in the ceiling until they spotted a grapefruit-sized meteorite that had rolled under a piece of furniture. Peekskill meteorite. In 1992, Michelle Knapp was startled by a crash outside her home in Peekskill, New York, USA. When she ran outdoors, she discovered that a football-sized meteorite had struck her family's car. Lorton meteorite. In 2010, a meteorite surprised Dr. Frank Ciampi when it crashed into his office in Lorton, Virginia, USA. The fist-size space rock is now on display at the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C., USA. Buildings and cars are fairly large, so it's no surprise that we sometimes hear about meteorites hitting them. But has a space rock ever hit a person? Could a meteorite hit you? Yes. In fact, maybe one already has. Most meteorites are no bigger than a speck of dust. That means you wouldn't even notice if one plopped down on your head. What about bigger meteorites? Don't worry. Only about 10 people in the whole world have ever been struck by a meteorite large enough that they noticed, and none of them were seriously hurt. Sylacauga meteorite. In 1954, a grapefruit-sized meteorite smashed through a roof in Sylacauga, Alabama, USA. It bounced off a radio and hit Ann Hodges in the hip while she was taking a nap. She is the only person in the United States who has ever reported being hit by a meteorite.